everyone in my community was bused for the most part. There were a few people that walked to a nearby school, and it seemed kind of weird that we didn't go, or odd that we didn't go to the school that was in our community, but majority of us were bused out, so you saw the yellow buses all the time during the school year, so it was something that you kind of just, you know, just did, and it just was a part of your educational plan, so it was interesting. And then the other part to it that was kind of odd, and, you know, as kids you kind of adjust, but once you got there, you found that you went from being one of the primary or dominant people in your culture and community to going to another community where you were the minority and you were the isolated one. And so you get off the bus, and all of a sudden you could count the brown faces, and majority of us rode the bus. So it was interesting how going to that school for a number of years, and many of the kids who went to that school who did not look like me lived in that neighborhood. And I would walk home with them after school because we were in same program, after-school programs and activities. And it was just really odd to me that they were able to go to school in their community, but I had to be bused. But I just figured as a kid, that's just the way that it was. I didn't really question it a lot. I think at times I would ask my mom why, or I had issues with being the only, as I got older, the only black girl, or that I was the only black in a class or in a particular activity. And so as I got older, I became a lot more aware and began to ask questions. So it was a very interesting experience, and it's something where, yes, I learned a lot, but it would have been, I think, nice to have been able to go to school in my own area and not to be bussed out necessarily.